listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today we have two guests, Professor Massimo Chessa, congenital cardiologist and main representative of Policlinico San Donato in Milan, and Julia Pascalen, she is the colleague of Professor Chessa. Welcome, Massima and Julia.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Julia, may I start with you? Can you tell us briefly about your city, Milan?
Sure. Hi, Ninka. Hello to our listeners. Our hospital is located in San Donato Milanese, a quiet town which is yet part of the metropolitan complex of Milan in northwestern Italy. Milan is a cutting-edge city, both very economically and culturally active, a dense network of roads, highways, high-speed train lines, and airports makes it a well-connected cultural melting pot. Geographically, Milan is located in the Po Valley. In a few hours, you can be at the Dolomites, reach the most famous lakes, or sail at the Ligurian Riviera. In short, it is a beautiful place to live.
That sounds very nice, Julia. And then something about your hospital. Massimo, can you tell us something about your hospital and what is the main focus?
Yes, thank you for your question. The San Donato Polyclinic, I can say that is the flagship of the healthcare group. The group is called the San Donato Group. It was founded in 1957. And he revolutionized the healthcare world in Italy by placing the patient at the center of its ecosystem. With its 56 facilities, more or less 8,000 doctors working there, and nearly 5 million patients regularly treated, it currently constitutes the largest private hospital group in Italy. I can say that it is a symbol of healthcare excellence in both the clinical activity and scientific research. The San Donato Polyclinic is the main hospital in the group, and is both a research hospital designated as a scientific institute for research, hospitalization, healthcare, and the teaching hospital as part of the Vita Salute San Raffaele University. Its main focus is on cardiovascular diseases, with particular attention to congenital heart diseases, which are managed here with a vertical organization from fetus to adult. Dedicated to cardiovascular care, we have 5 operating rooms, and the cardiovascular intensive care unit from neonates to adults, that I can say that in over 30 years of activity have handled approximately 46,000 interventions, I can say, for acquired cardiac diseases, and 15,000 intervention and surgery in considering patient with congenital heart disease. So very large numbers. We have 3 cath labs, 3 EP labs, a Marfan clinic, a medical genetic service that helps ensure the best possible care. There is a simulation center for training and education of cardiothoracic surgeon from Italy and abroad. There is a center for humanitarian medicine that allowed us to continuously travel to all areas of the world with the collaboration and partnership project. And within the hospital, I think that an important point, there is also the main headquarters of the Italian Association of Congenital Heart Patients, called AICA, the Italian GUCH ACHD Association. So I will say it's a very nice center.
That sounds really, really nice indeed. And can you tell us something about you're working in the thematic area congenital heart disease? I think that's obvious. And why did you become a member of the ERN?
Oh, yes, it was an interesting story because we became member of the ERM in 2021 during the COVID pandemic. And probably you remember our audit was conducted remotely with many challenges, but great enthusiasm from our part and also from the ERM part. And we wanted to be part of this prestigious networking tool. Our goal was to integrate our expertise dedicated to the thematic area 4, namely congenital heart diseases, into the organization to have the opportunity to meet, engage with other professionals on clinical issues of rare situation, and also find potential collaborators for dedicated research projects. And we believe, as I personally wrote in an editorial some years ago, that we need more Europe for a better patient care. And I would like to use not my words to express that, but what Henry Ford said at some point decades ago, when he said that coming together is the beginning, keeping together is progress, and working together is a success. So our idea, our project, our goal was to work together to make the story of our patient, the cure of our patient, a success.
Thank you. Julia, can you tell us about what you can contribute to the ERN as a center?
Yeah, so we believe we can provide our singular center experience to the ERN in the clinical as well as in the research field. Our strengths include cardiac surgery, percutaneous interventions, and advanced cardiac imaging of patients with congenital heart disease. Through the ERN program, we can host colleagues and students from other centers, as I have this fantastic experience with the team of the Deutsches Herzzentrum of Munich in the past.
Very nice. And what do you expect on the other side from the ERN?
So the ERN is a unique network that connects highly qualified centers dealing with rare pathological conditions. So being a part of it, we expect an increased interaction with other hospitals belonging to our same thematic area. The sharing of clinical cases may help to improve the complex management of our patients, as each center can contribute with its specific expertise. And at the same time, the presence of still unanswered common questions may be the basis for multi-center research collaborations. We expect to learn from our European colleagues, and we strongly hope that this network can increasingly serve as a driver for innovation, which eventually benefits the patients.
Thanks, Julia. Then I have also some personal questions to the both of you. May I start with Massimo? Massimo, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Thank you for this question. It's an interesting question. I graduated and specialized in pediatrics at the Catholic University in Rome. And afterward, I obtained a university diploma in pediatric cardiology in Paris at the René Descartes University. And I spent a couple of years at Necker and Famalade Hospital in Paris. When I found my two mentors, Professor Jean Cachener, an excellent, really an excellent pediatric cardiologist, and Professor Philip Bonhoeffer, who was the inventor of transcatheter valves. And I can say that thanks to them, my career took a direction that led me first to Birmingham, UK, when I completed my PhD, and when I met Oliver Stumper and Giorgio Giovanni, and then here in Milan, when I graduated in cardiology, where I applied my knowledge, benefiting from the high quality of colleagues I found here and also all the colleagues, young colleagues that arrived during the last 20 years. And let me say that traveling and working in many different nations across various parts of the world, I have had many mentors, often unknown to the scientific communities, doctors who worked every day in very essential hospital, let me say that, and organization difficulties, finding every day the way to take care of their patient. Probably these colleagues have taught me a lot, a tremendous amount.
Yes, thanks. Nice to hear that and that you will share that with us. And Julia, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Thank you for your question, Nienke. So I trained in cardiovascular medicine in Verona, a town full of beauty in the middle of the Venetian plain. When I firstly approached the field of congenital heart disease, I was impressed by the fact that physicians often need to motivate their imagination to find therapeutic solutions. And this creative challenge inspired me to attend a master's degree program in pediatric cardiology at the Bologna University. I can say that my interest in imaging the imagination encouraged me to train in cardiovascular magnetic resonance at Boston Children's Hospital. There I had the opportunity to meet Professor Steven Sanders, who helped me deepen the comprehension of cardiac anatomic variation, and Professor Anne-Marie Valente, who introduced me to the complexity of the clinical management of our patients. Under her guidance, I learned how to carry out a research project, and I consider research another way to express creativity in science. And for this reason, I decided to continue my training with a PhD program along with my clinical activity here in Milan under the supervision of Professor Massimo Chesso.
Thank you. May I continue with you, Julia? What was your most important lesson learned?
Great question. So I learned that the greatest teachers are their most humble listeners. I learned that sharing knowledge is a catalyst for new knowledge, and I learned teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Massimo, can you add something to it? What was your most important lesson?
Yes, what can I say? During my training in Italy and in Europe, I learned that patients require to do things well and hard and constant work is important, but probably above all, the most important thing I learned is that listening helps in learning. I agree with Julia. Because learning from colleagues, learning from patients make you a better physician and also a better person, let me say that.
Thanks a lot. Then we have something completely different. I would like to hear about your favorite sport. Massimo, what is your favorite sport?
What my favorite sport? I started when I was a young man playing volleyball and swimming. And today I only find time to dedicate myself to Pilates, which helped me to relax and stay in decent shape. And also I like to work, because it's easy to walk here in Milano, because it's a flat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Julia, what is your favorite sport?
So my favorite physical activity is undoubtedly dancing, because it combines the benefits of aerobic movement and artistic communication. I also love sailing, since it is a respectful way to interact with nature and to work in a team.
Yes, very nice. And maybe that reveals a little bit about your favorite holiday destination as well, or is it something different?
So my favorite holiday destination is on the sea, anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world, okay. And and Massimo, what is your favorite holiday destination?
So I love to travel with my wife, with my children. I love the sea, of course, because I was born in Sardinia, where I lived until the age of 18. And Sardinia is the only place where I truly feel at home. So my favorite place is Sardinia.
Thank you. Thanks for answering our questions and sharing your thoughts. And also thanks to the listeners of today's podcast. I hope to meet you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.